Thursday, November 11th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Another billionaire is buying Northwest Iowa farmland. Farmland auctions have become prolific. Almost with each new farmland auction here locally, a new high for values is being set. Just recently, 80 acres that was high-quality CSR, but described as needing tile, sold at auction for $17,500 an acre near Royal, Iowa. A local heritage farm family was outbid on this farm by another farmland-owning family who was reportedly making a huge investment, intent on acquiring tens of thousands of acres of farmland in Iowa. At auctions, they have started the bidding at a price that many potential bidders thought that the farms would bring, and answer each competitive bid without hesitation, sending the strong message that they will own the farm regardless of price when the sale ends. They may pay more than a farm is worth, but it solidifies the narrative that there's no use bidding against them once they start. The new investor that is setting our area farmland market here in Northwest Iowa is reputed to be a billionaire from Arkansas. He actually lives in Nashville, Tennessee, but that is the grapevine for you. His name is Galen Lawrence Jr. Wikipedia says that his father, who passed away in 2012, owned more than 165,000 acres of farmland in Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, and Mississippi, and was the owner of the U.S. Air Conditioning Distributors, the world's largest privately owned heating, ventilation, and air conditioning distributor. His family also owned 5 community banks and 30,000 acres of citrus farms, making his company Florida's largest producer of fresh fruit. At the rate the family has since acquired new property, this information is certain to be badly dated. Interestingly enough, Lawrence Sr. graduated from Iowa State University in 1955 with a degree in agriculture economics. I was particularly struck by the comments from people who knew Galen, posted at the time of his death, who held him in extremely high regard and adulation. Nice things were said about him, his character, and the way he treated people. Galen Jr. picked right up where Galen Sr. left off, describing himself as a farmer. He has been making major diversified agricultural investments coast to coast. Headlines describe Galen Jr. as a major player in the California Napa vineyard industry after acquiring several wineries. Already owning 165 acres of farmland, the Lawrence Group was in the process of buying the Wilson Farm when his father died. They purchased an additional 65,000 acres in the Arkansas Delta around the town of Wilson, a purchase that included 90% of the real estate in what at one time was the company town. According to press reports, Lawrence Jr. at first considered keeping the farmland that came with the purchase while divesting himself of the commercial property at Wilson. Then he became fascinated with the history of the town and decided instead to pour millions into dollars into Wilson. Lawrence Jr. is now called the Wizard of Wilson for his investment in turning the community into a revitalized success. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. It should be noted that our family farms and my residence is in Northwest Iowa, and Comstock Investments head office is in West Des Moines. We also have a branch office in Jonesboro, Arkansas. One source for this report told me that he could go on for 5 hours about the Galens. The Galen Lawrence family is reported by my sources to be the second largest farmland owner in the United States behind Bill Gates. When the Lawrence Group began buying farmland here in Northwest Iowa this year, the first blush was that Delta LLC sounded corporate, and therefore, how are they circumventing Iowa's limitation of corporate ownership buying farmland? The answer is that the Lawrence Group is not Cargill, Monsanto, or John Deere. It's the Lawrence family. They may be billionaires, but they're individuals. As noted, Glenn Taylor is also a billionaire who owns farmland. Harry Stein also fits the mold of a billionaire owning Iowa farmland. Cargill family members could buy farmland, but not the company itself. LLCs are just pass-through entities, and families can use them to own farmland. We are using them for a family transfer of farmland and estate planning. You can gift shares in an LLC to your children. The Lawrence Group's interest in Iowa farmland is good news for sellers looking to cash out of farmland, who now know where the high bid should be. It's not a good deal for the neighboring farmer who has been waiting a generation to buy the farm next to him, and when it comes up for sale, suits from Arkansas show up and bid it away from him. This report will continue another day. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunity, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.